This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
People keep looking to government for the answer, and government's the problem. Government would shut the doors and sneak away for about 3 weeks. We'd never miss them.
Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want?
Freedom!
All right, we've got former Senator John Lamping with us right now. John, welcome back. Happy New Year, my friend. How are you?
Yo, I'm doing great. Mark, Kim, happy New Year to the both of you.
Well, thank you. Great way to kick off a new year to have you on this morning. The legislative session starts tomorrow. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, of course, everybody pre-files hundreds of bills. Very few of those will ever see the light of day in terms of getting through the House and the Senate. But the big one is clearly the governor's effort to or agreement to try to get rid of the state income tax. What do you think the odds are of that happening this year?
I think it's pretty good, actually. I heard earlier that you had asked Mike Keogh, Governor Keogh, to come on your show this week, and he declined. What he's doing is he's actually pushed up the state address by at least a week, maybe even 8 or 9 days. I think it's next week, which is unusual. Usually it's the third or middle of the fourth week. And what that signals to everyone is that, you know, let's get to work. And normally, like, January is just a complete wasted month. I think we've talked about this before in your show. Missouri is one of about a half dozen states that goes longer than 90 days because they'll be in session till the middle of May. So they go 19 weeks. Most states, the vast majority of states, go about 3 months, so 12 weeks. And the ones that go past 12 weeks, it's a full-time job, and they go 10 months out of the year. And Missouri is one of these weird ones where we go, you know, almost 5 full months, which means there's way too much time to hang out and party down in Jeff City. So Mike is signaling to them, hey, we're starting everything a week or two earlier than traditionally done. And I think he recognizes the fact that he's going to need the better part of 19 weeks to get, if he's going to get this bill or this proposal through the legislature in 2026, it's going to take a big effort on his staff's part, his administration's part.
Right. Yeah. I said to Kim, my guess is he's trying to keep his powder dry until that state of the state address. Because he knows everybody's going to, particularly the Democrats, will come out firing against this. They've never met a tax they didn't love. And we've got to be honest as well. If you're eliminating the state income tax, that money, some of that money's got to come from somewhere else. Is it a statewide sales tax? Where do you think that other source of income is?
It'll be mostly taxing things we don't traditionally tax. So all of our services, none of our services are taxed. And so I think some of that will have to happen. There's a lot of things we don't tax. So, you know, we barely tax food in the state. And so that would have to change. If you look to the 11 or now 12 states, because Alabama's in the process of eliminating their income tax, there's a pretty good template of how you go about doing it when you eliminate the income tax. The Democrats will be a challenge to the process, but the real fight will be within the embedded establishment, not political establishment, but business establishment. There are all kinds of foods that are not taxed. That I sat in meetings where we're debating whether or not a Twix is a candy or a cookie. And it's important to understand what Twix is, because if it's a cookie, it doesn't get taxed. And so the fights like that will occur. This is the lobbying core. And I think it'll be Republicans will be the one that, if this doesn't happen, they'll be the ones that stop it, because they'll be operating on behalf of those special interests.
You and I had the opportunity at Show Me Institute to hear the great Art Laffer speak. And he talked about, of course, he's famous for the Laffer curve, which relates between tax rates and government revenue. And he pointed out all these other states that have done away with this and how the state's revenue has gone up. It gives people, they get to keep their money and decide how they're going to spend it. They're still going to buy goods and services. They're still going to pay taxes on those goods and services. They have more money to spend.
Yeah, Laffer's great. The challenge with what he says is that it requires an intermediate or longer term analysis or view or the actual experience itself. The last state prior to Alabama moving to eliminate their income tax was Tennessee, and that was in 1959. And so when the tax gets eliminated, at first it kind of creates a lot of anxiety. So for example, like when you go to see your attorney when you're negotiating your multi-million-dollar radio deal,
sure.
In the past, you haven't had to pay a tax on the service, and so if you actually have to pay a tax on the service, or think about it, you have to pay a tax on tax preparation. You have to pay a tax. That'll cause a lot of anxiety and concern amongst taxpayers. But that's how it works when you don't pay an income tax. And so, I'm hopeful, but it's going to be very easy to slow this thing down by just pointing out the ways in which we'll pay taxes on other things in exchange for the income tax. But what the elimination of the income tax does, obviously, is it promotes generating income. So it rewards working more than not working. And in the world in which we live today, with a kind of an aging population, and this happens all the time in Missouri, when we all save our whole careers and put money in these 401k plans and they turn into IRAs, and we start taking money out of them, retirees, they leave jurisdictions that tax at the state level. So, in Missouri, a lot of Missourians will leave and they'll take residency in Florida, because when they're taking money from their IRAs, they avoid a 4 or 5% Missouri tax.
Yeah.
It almost can pay for the move itself. So it's really important that we level the playing field here in Missouri and don't create an incentive for retirees to take up residency in other places.
John, you brought something to our attention that I wasn't even aware of, and that relates to the CDSC funding, right? Was that right? Because obviously you had the whole debacle with the Chiefs, and they're ditching us,
and
they're right. Yeah. Well, now we don't know what is to come with the Royals, but the Chiefs are for sure going to Kansas because they got some sweet deal, and they did. You know, the Missourians wouldn't cough up enough money to pay for this new stadium. I mean, what was the situation with CDSC? Because vastly different from what played out with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I don't think we can appreciate enough the approach that the Taylor/Kindle family took in bringing MLS soccer to St. Louis in a time when all these sports ownership groups, who, by the way, you have to be a billionaire, multi-billionaire, to even own any of these teams anymore, and most of these team ownerships have leverage over some government, and they're out negotiating the most sweetheart deal possible And there's no better example than the Chiefs deal. I think it's probably the worst deal for any government to have negotiated. But here in St. Louis, it's just so wonderful. The Taylor family, Kendall family have done so many great things for us, but not least of which is they brought the soccer team to St. Louis. They've invested almost $1 billion. They will certainly invest over $1 billion when it's all said and done. And they haven't asked for any government support in any way other than, I think, having the highways connect to the facility, which you would do as a municipality anyhow. So it really is. They are the rare exception to the rule. And I think we can't applaud them enough. And in my mind, you know, they're worth billions as a family, and they know how to behave, and they know how to thank God for their blessings. And they brought something to St. Louis that hopefully we can do well with and asset to the community. And they didn't ask for any money. I think it's so important that we acknowledge them.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that doesn't mean that 20 years from now, when the city stadium needs an upgrade, they won't go back and ask for some of that money, because now it's state law, right? They would qualify for it, right?
Well, the fact of the matter is they could have qualified for monies before.
To begin with,
and,
yeah.
They certainly could have pushed the agenda, and I don't expect they will. I think that there was a time in our country, and there's no better place to look than in St. Louis, when the wealthy spent their time and energy later in life building churches and not building stadiums. And they donated to those efforts, and they understood where their money came from ultimately, and they behaved accordingly. And sadly, we're in a time now where the wealthy just try to figure out ways that they become more wealthy on the public dime. So I mean, there's no this will be the greatest example of corporate welfare. If this Chiefs deal goes through, it looks like it's going to go through. It's just remarkable what they've done. And they'll look you in the face and say, well, it's the law. I mean, we didn't make them give us the money, but it's just sad that a family worth $25 billion is going to get another two or three from the state of Kansas.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Hey, before I let you go, we're getting lots of questions on the Facebook page here this morning. Back to the issue of, let's say we eliminate the state income tax. I know they'll have to phase that in. When you talk about a tax on services, what all might that impact? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, that's the challenge.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So when you propose a tax on services, and each individual service group will come out and say, well, yeah, that's fine if you tax services, but you can't tax our service. So, for example, the most powerful lobbying group is the real estate, the realtors and their association. And they've already passed a constitutional amendment that says you can't tax real estate, the fees that they charge for real estate services. So what Mike's going to have the biggest challenge with is any entity that's not taxed now that becomes taxed, they're going to fight tooth and nail to exempt themselves from this process. So that's going to be the challenge. You know, Mike is a very moderate political ideology. His philosophy is very moderate. If he can pull this off, it'll be the most conservative thing that anyone's done on the economic front in Missouri, in the history of Missouri. And so, you know, I support all of his efforts and hope he prevails. But it will be a very long, hard fight. It would be extraordinary if it were to be finalized in just one session. But
yes,
but we'll see. Maybe he can get this done.
Very good. John, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you.
Oh, great being back with you. Take care.
You bet. We'll see you. John Lamping there. And we'll be back with In Other News right after this.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.